The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.
106, Cathal Crowe is with me, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare. Cathal, do you think EastEnders contributes to public service broadcasting?
Well, I think public broadcasting is very important. I'm a Clare man. We just had our All-Ireland final. We're gearing up for the All-Ireland football final next weekend. There's a huge amount of broadcasting that happens each day, be it sport, news, current affairs. Accurate reporting in a time and in an era where there's so much inaccuracy, particularly on social media, I think it's really important that our country, like so many other European countries, as a state broadcaster that has full integrity, it's been reformed and it's continuing to reform vis-a-vis Kevin Backhurst. But I think it's right now that we have some hammering down, at least, of the funding model for the next 3 years.
But along with some of that broadcasting and some of that accurate news reporting that you talk about, this money is going to go funding 2FM. What public service remit does 2FM fulfil?
Well, look, I think public broadcasting goes beyond RTÉ, and indeed I've written to the Minister about this in the last fortnight across the country. And one of the issues I'd have really dug my heels in was independent local radio. They're hugely important, certainly in a county like mine, and particularly beyond the capital, where we're very reliant on local radio stations. Their fund is increasing, but I think more could be done for that. I hope that will be open for review.
You know, and lots of people would agree. Yeah, but I mean, it's kind of an answer to a different question. I mean, you know, this money is not just going to the types of things you're talking about. It's not just going to the Bishop Eamon Casey special from a couple of nights ago. It's not just going to that brilliant documentary Girls in Green from a couple of weeks ago. It's also going to 2FM. It's going to RTÉ Gold for people of streaming services. It's going to the Big Bang Theory that's on RTÉ 2 television as we speak.
I think it's important for perspective, though. I mean, we've had the controversy. It dominated the airwaves on last summer. Indeed, I think RTÉ, along with yourselves, did a great service in terms of highlighting all of this. So did the Oireachtas, the PAC committee. This dominated everything last summer. We've had the controversy. We know what the shortcomings were. It's appalling. And it was an abuse, I think, of certainly the licence payers' money. But now we've had reform. Kevin Backhurst, I think, has very much taken the helm of this organisation yet again. There's a reform underway. There's a five-year reform happening. And now government is committing to three-year funding. I think people want a service that's reliant, that's quality, and you can't have that without having some funding model. That has very much been up in the air whilst this controversy is dragged out. What we now have is a €725 million package across 3 years.
Which is a pay rise, we should say. It's an increase in pay. I mean, it's a top-up on the licence fee.
Hang on, but just for the listeners' sake here, this isn't going into the pocket of Tuberty or any of the top earners. This is very much in to allow for broadcasting to happen. Things like All-Ireland Finals, current affairs, accurate news reporting. And RTÉ,
but it also goes to salaries. It's disingenuous to say it's going to broadcasting All-Ireland Finals, not paying salaries. It's going into a big pot. And then RTÉ will decide what they spend the money on.
Yeah, but I think you said it's a top-up. It's a top-up of organisational funding. It isn't a top-up of salaries, just to be very clear.
And that's fair and fair, but that's not the context I meant it. I meant it in the sense that RTÉ, that the government have agreed to provide RTÉ with a floor of funding, and that they will provide the difference between what the licence fee returns and this floor. And the reality is that that floor is above what the licence fee has ever returned. Before numbers began to slip. So it's a pay rise. So for all the ineptitude and dishonesty of the last 12 months, the government have turned around and said, here, have some extra money.
No, I think that's a rather unfair analysis. But I think if you did a temperature check out there at the public, they want RTÉ to be funded. They want quality programming. They want a service that, you know, at night time is worthwhile turning on with the remote control. What they didn't want was extravagance, top up of salaries, and none of that is happening. I mean, we've had that dragged out.
You think the public want to pay a television license fee and then have their tax added to that, their own funding that they pay into the exchequer added to that license fee, so that RTÉ can continue to fund the loss-making 2FM. Is that honestly your position?
For quality programming output, which I think everyone wants, and I'd love to.
But it
more
includes 2FM. Would you not? But you seem to think it's all or nothing, Cathal. It's all or nothing. You've got to fund. No. We love public service broadcasting, so we must fund RTE. RTE and public service broadcasting are not the same. It's a part of what RTE do, and I'm in agreement with you. I think it should be funded. I think it's important to fund it. But they do lots of other stuff as well that I don't think the taxpayer should be going near.
No, I think the organisation needs funding. It's our state broadcasting organisation. We see other European countries that have a model like the one we're now adopting. I think it makes sense. People do not want extravagance. This doesn't equate to extravagance. This equates to quality programming. And can I just say, there was a point I wanted to make, and I've made this vociferously to the Minister. GAA Go is probably, to me, one of those things that now needs to be dropped as well. If we're having properly publicly funded broadcasting in Ireland, vis-a-vis the taxpayer and vis-a-vis the licensed payer, I think GAA Go has to go.
I think most people listening to the show would be in absolute agreement with you about some of the content that RTE produce. And I mentioned the kind of Eamon Casey special or Girls in Green, that expose. Can I just kind of a yes or no? Are you happy as well that some of the money that's going to RTE by way of licence fee and Exchequer funds, an Exchequer fund top up, is also funding reruns of the Big Bang Theory? You're okay with that?
I've never seen the Big Bang Theory, but I know come evening time, when I do get time off, it's not that often, I occasionally watch other channels, but I usually revert back to RT, particularly around 9 or 10 o'clock. There's good programming on. We want that. And look, we're facing now into a 2 or 3 weeks okay. Olympics. We want RT. I think RT probably excels most of all in the realm of sports and news, and this allows a more expansive programme for that. This doesn't lead to extravagance. And just so people are crystal clear on how this funding breaks down, it's important to look at the funding for next year. Next year, 225 million, 105 of that comes from licences, 78 million comes from the government,
yeah.
And a further 42 million then comes from Exchequer funding. That 78 million, by okay. the way, sorry, is the pensioners who would have the household benefits package, we call it.
Before I let you go, can you give me one example of something you heard on 2FM that provided a unique public service?
Well, I usually listen to News Talk, you'll be glad to hear. I haven't been tuned into them for a while. I'm sure they're very good.
Colin Crowe is a Fianna Fáil TD for Clare. Angus O'Snoddy is a Sinn Féin spokesperson on Gaeilge, the Gael Talk to Arts, Culture, and he's a TD for Dublin South Central. Angus, Catherine Martin described this situation as the worst of both worlds several weeks ago. She signed off on it today. What's your take?
Well, it is the worst of both worlds, and kind of she was right when she said that, and she should have stuck to her guns and kind of had the new model in place, which was direct Exchequer funding rather than the mishmash that we now have, which kind of the majority of which comes from the Exchequer, not from the licence fee.
The argument against direct Exchequer funding has always been from government that it kind of puts RTE arguably in a precarious political position every year or every 3 years, however you want to look at it, that it's better to have a kind of an independent yet public source of revenue. Can you see that rationale?
I can't, because it's a bit hypocritical, because the other national broadcaster, there's no problem whatsoever with that national broadcaster, TG Carr, operating fully from state funding. And there has been never a question that kind of they were precarious in terms of that, or that there was any interference with their workings. In fact, the exact opposite. They have shown how you can, in a modern era, look at and build up a national broadcaster, albeit in a language that isn't spoken by everybody, but kind of it is a model that they could look at, and that's directly funded by the Exchequer, and it's also answerable to the Dáil and the control and Auditor General.
Are you happy that the state is funding RTE in its entirety rather than just the public service broadcasting element? Because that has been the argument you would have heard me putting to Cathal Crowe, that others have made, that somehow you do something to essentially separate them in-house, and public funding is used to service and fund public service broadcasting and all the other stuff, be it 2FM or be it reruns of the Big Bang Theory or anything else, that you just go out and you fund that on the market like anybody else.
We are in a period of change in terms of broadcasting as a whole. Quite a lot of our society no longer looks at the television. They don't have television sets. They look at content in different ways. So we will, as a whole, over the next number of years, have to look at how the national broadcasters spread their content, how they're directed and how they're funded. And part of that was done by Commissioner Mann, and they were the ones who, along with the committee here, suggested that it should be directly funded by the Exchequer, but also kind of the RTE and TG Carr, all broadcasters have to look at their content and value for money for those who are invested in it. And RTE, like any other broadcaster, needs an audience. It needs an advertising stream because of the way it is set up at the moment. And it needs to survive. Kind of, we can't keep putting money into a black hole for it to disappear. Kind of, we need to ensure that RTE is sustainable in the future. And kind of, if at all possible, kind of, we would love to be at an era, and we're big enough, if we were a big enough country, for RT to be sustainable without Exchequer funding, but we're realistic enough that we need the Exchequer funding at the level that's set out so that the planning can happen. But that also means that RT has to be answerable to kind of the Exchequer.
It's a lot of Exchequer funding, though, isn't it? When you think that kind of Virgin Media Television provide public service broadcasting almost without any, and News Talk provides public service broadcasting, newspapers provide a public service as well, without that leg up, like close to €750 million as a floor for 3 years of taxpayers' money, effectively, directly and indirectly, is huge.
Yeah. It is colossal when you look at the state, and that's why kind of we've been supportive of increased funding to ensure that the likes of Virgin and kind of newspapers and that can avail of funding kind of for them to deliver on a public service remit, so that they can produce and benefit from the public purse also, if they are producing current affairs and that are similar to that which produce. So I don't have a problem with that, but I believe that we still need a public broadcaster kind of that can stand alone and can have that trust that was there in RTE before, that is in other countries. And some of the broadcastings, whereas others have been undermined because the state has interfered with them. Mm. And I think that's vital, that we ensure that there is an independence in our public broadcasters and that they can...
Cathal Crowe is still with us, the Fianna Fáil TD. Cathal, you're kind of immersed in politics, so we'll be paying very close attention to all the detail of these types of stories, as would I. From a media point of view, lots of people at home, they won't. And kind of what they're broadly aware of the last 12 months are things around kind of barter accounts and flip-flops and now vision strategies and Fair City getting cut to maybe 3 days a week. And they think that as an organisation, what we've learned about RTE is that they've shown everything kind of from financial ineptitude to kind of outright financial dishonesty at times. And they're getting a pay rise for it. They can't understand the rationale for this. What do you say to them?
Well, I think they've covered the idea of the pay rise. The pay rise isn't to the people, it's to the organisation, and it's to ensure that it continues to churn out quality content. When RTE began many decades ago, it was the sole station in the country. Now it's under a form of, you could say, commercial attack, because there's Netflix, there's Disney, there's Amazon streaming, all the British channels, US channels. So it very much needs its own content that's quality. It needs to be able to buy in quality programming, produce domestically produced programming as well. I think the biggest thing you said about the political angle to this, the political angle I would probably now be concerned about is that, so we've sorted, I think, the funding dilemma. That's very clear today, $725 million across 3 years. But now the second element of this announcement is that there will be reform in terms of the TV licence, because I know through my office, and I'm sure Angus can say something similar, a lot of people have emailed in over the last 12 months saying, you know, they'd lost faith with the organisation, they hadn't paid their licence, what should they do? And we advise them to pay it and to be compliant with the law, but a lot of people didn't. There's a lot of people in arrears with their licence. And now we have a scenario over the coming months where the minister is setting up a review group to determine how this will be collected. The element of arrears will be looked at, and they're going to be looking for that too. But I note in the announcement today there was a $6 million fund for On Post to have stricter collection and compliance measures. So, look, I think that's something politically we're going to have to watch. It probably will involve more legislation. It looks like there's going to be an absolute insistence that the licence be collected, as it was in years heretofore, but the mechanism is going to become a lot stricter. So I'd be waiting with bated breath to see what that will involve when we return to the Dáil.
Okay. Cathal Crowe, Fianna Fáil TD for Clare. Angus O'Snodig, Sinn Féin, spokesperson on Gaeilge, the Gael Talk to Arts and Cultures, the TD for Dublin South Central. Gentlemen, thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
with the award-winning MG4, the no-compromise electric hatchback with a 450-kilometre range. Recharge your soul.